Blog Talk Radio.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is
I swear that hate cut deeper than a knife, you. Especially when there ain't nobody like you. And they steady bringing knives to a gunfight. But I ain't gonna run, cause I got the gun. That's my ego. It shoot like a desert eagle. That's my ego. It shoot like a desert. I swear that hate cut deeper than a knife, you. Especially when there ain't nobody like you. And they steady bringing knives to a gunfight. But I ain't gonna run, cause I got the gun.
Days, so I guess they finally caught up with him, you know. So, he temporarily escaped this shit.
Well, you already know, you know, Shawshank, the only one that, you know, escaped.
Right.
And, you know, and came out successful.
Right,
everybody
right,
else tried to escape. Hell, it ain't Shawshank.
You're
everybody
right. And y'all need to watch Shawshank first. Don't be doing no prison break unless you watch Shawshank first. That nigga was in there scraping with a toothpick. Son, what he had? You hit fingernails and scraping the mortar off the brick off the wall. He was doing, he had some amazing ancient shit. Rocks or some. That nigga was putting dirt in his pocket, gel in his pocket, like he had ants in him.
And he was, and I think he had life in prison for, they said he killed his wife, and he didn't. And, he started with a little pickaxe. That's what he did.
Oh, okay. Well, at least he was working with a tool and shit. My ass thought he was scraping the paint off the wall. I didn't know what he was doing. Okay. That was up. I know he stayed in that library.
It took him 10 years to chisel through a wall with a pickaxe.
That mug smart to death. They should have been watching, I'm telling you. So how they catch up with him? What was he? Was he in the water? Well, he was in the sewer. How they catch him? He was at a grocery store, wasn't he? He went to Waffle House.
Let me check it out. Let me see my okay. It said Broken Boy sees killers and now escape. It says that he was in an adjoining cell, combustible combination, promising no good. There was no. Both cowards. Early adopter.
I don't know what none of that shit is. You
that
saying
shit crazy.
You? They got the layman version. Go to the you know the,
okay,
the elementary stage.
They say he was wearing street clothes in his cell. So when he escaped, he already had on his clothes.
The same clothes though.
No,
you didn't
he
tell
escaped.
Me you didn't exchange.
He escaped. Not in his prison clothes. He had real clothes on.
So when they caught him, he had the same real clothes on? He a dumb up. Yeah, he just wanted to go to Wendy's real quick. He don't care real, for real. That's crazy. I was watching something on, you know, I skimmed through Facebook. I'm not on there as much as I could be. A lot of times it looked like I'm there and I'm not there, but I was skimming through and saw where in New York, I think it was, they were beating people and dragging people and they wasn't doing anything. Had an old lady on the ground and, you know, they were being recorded and they had so many officers out there and the chopper out there, so... It just shows an escalation of what their plan is already. To me, that's what I saw.
Boy, you know, in New York, you know, them cops have been off the easy for a minute. I say for the last past 15 to 20 years, they've been off the thing.
Agitating people, though. They're agitating
people. Yeah, they've been doing that.
And these people are getting tired of it, and they're not going to keep going for it. And as soon as we start to retaliate, then here come the youth, like I posted on my page, of those caskets that they're storing. They're attempting to start this so they can go ahead and enforce what they want to do anyway. Closer to the time for the drill that's coming in July, there's a lot of things moving that we ain't even paying attention to.
Right. You know, and they ain't telling us nothing.
They're not going to tell us. That's when you know the panic, when they say everything is okay. I also read that they're fracking around the volcanoes, and it's causing like 5.6 and 5.9 magnitude earthquakes.
Yeah.
So they're causing these things to happen. Why would you frack around a volcano unless you want something to happen?
You know them damn Texans. They think they know every damn thing.
Yeah, it's interesting, man.
They don't think anything can happen to them.
Yeah, well, they're definitely showing.
Flood. The flood then came.
Where, in Texas?
Yeah, it got flooded out.
Wow. Yeah, it's a lot going on in Texas. It's a lot going on all over. But I know that they're mad at Texas because Texas is not really one of the 50 states that signed after, you know, whatever this whole redoing the U.S. happened. So they still have their own laws. They can still carry guns. They're not signing over to be a part of the 50 states. And now because they won't get that land up, they fracking their land. They doing stuff to try to take the land from them. It's the same thing as before. Encroachment.
That's all the time. But I found another thing that's interesting in the news about this NAACP leader.
Lord, I was hoping you didn't mention that.
Well, you know I had to mention it because it might be strange how a president of the NAACP turned out to be a white woman.
Right, but I mean, look at the whole thing. We've been thinking for all this time that the NAACP is really here to help us. I mean, they're not here to help us. They're here to institute regulations to keep us docile, to make us think that they're doing something to better us and just keeping a lid on everybody. As long as we see the NAACP as somebody that's going to come out after every time something bad happens, then, you know, we won't revolt. We won't riot. We won't do all these different things. But I was kind of surprised, but it's not surprising at the same time. Like, infiltrate. That's what they always do. They come around, they act like us, they want to be us and all of that. To deceive, it's all the same thing. Just like everybody think that the rest of these people are here to help. They're not helping us. When they find out the truth, a lot of Americans are going to be pissed off. When y'all find out that y'all leaders, y'all world leaders, y'all what you call them, the civil rights leaders, were all a part of the plan to keep you under control. When you start researching these people and see that their whole goal was to, they chose Christianity, and they're going to use that as a ploy to keep everybody fucking slaves. We don't even know. They the first ones talk about black power and civil rights and all of that stuff. We don't look. Y'all need to look at the Black Law Dictionary and look this stuff up and see what these terms mean. And then you'll see when you go into the court systems why they're handling you like that. Because you don't even know what the words mean. These people are not here to help you. These people have taken an oath to keep y'all dumb. They can get rich off of everybody being stupid. And as long as you black and you unaccounted for, they get paid because you saying that they need to watch over you. That's all of them. If they were really for you, they'd be telling you about nationalization. They'd be talking to you about that that's floating around everywhere that nobody wants you to know. If they were real, they'd tell you about it.
Right.
That's what Malcolm X was really killed for. It had nothing to do with the fact that he went to Mecca and saw a bunch of white people and came back and said, oh, the white people are our brothers too. It had nothing to do with that. It had something to do with the fact that when he went over there, they told him what was happening over here. That we're the people that's supposed to be running this land. It's about nationalization, but we don't even know that. So when he came back, he was mad about it. And when he spoke up about it and was about to tell people about it, of course they shot him down. And lied and said it was because he wanted to be friends with white people. Or whatever that stupid junk they said. Crazy. Crazy. When you look into, I dare you look into these people. I dare you look into these people that you thinking are standing on your side. You'll see.
Yeah, you got to really research now. You know, like I said, a lot of people really need to open up their eyes and pay attention. You know, because they've been lying to us. It's time for us to know the truth about who we are as a people.
Right. It's sad. It's sad when right now the majority of people that look like us don't know that meetings are being held to see what's going to be done to the people that's in power right now, whether or not they're going to still stay in power. And there's a certain amount of people that need to know what's really going on in order for change to come. And they know that. If you got friends that are outside of the country, ask them. ask them what's going on in the U.S. from what they're being taught versus what the U.S. is allowing the media to share with us. You'll see this whole planet is concerned with everything that's going on over here. The whole planet is concerned with the North Pole shifting and all of these things happening, and Yellowstone is an issue for the whole planet. You know, just like they said that plane was shot down at time when they tried to fly over here and see what the readings were in Yellowstone, and that the announcement was made that some type of terrorist was taken care of. They knew ahead of time that plane was coming to survey Yellowstone and got it out the airfield so it couldn't do it. But when Yellowstone has an unfortunate event, it's going to affect the whole continent. And everybody else is concerned except for us.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff that tweaked
and
my nerves.
We just waiting back to see what the government, our government, is going to lie to us about next.
That's crazy. The U.S. is a corporation. If you say U.S., you're talking corporation. It is not the country, the land that you live on. If you say United States, that's the corporation. You know what I'm saying? And they have us calling all these places states. You know, Georgia's a state, Florida's a state, all these other places. These are individual countries on this continent. Every other continent has countries on their continent. We're the only place that deal with states.
Right.
We don't even know those. And that's why they can keep doing it. And when you have a president, that's corporations. You don't have the other world leaders having those titles. They have other titles for their empires that they're running, their countries that they're running. We have a president over our corporation called the U.S. or the United States. And we don't know that it's all business. We don't know that these same people that we complain about that's poisoning our food, handling the educational system, and all the rest of the stuff that causes problems, we don't know that they only were given permission to be over here to do business.
Nah. Who gonna tell us that?
Right. Have they ever told us that? They spent billions to keep us from knowing it. The majority of the U.S. was owned by the native people. They came over and started encroaching just like they do everywhere else and took the doggone land. And now they have us thinking that the land belongs to them. And that's why they're still here. Their time is up. Their charter, whatever that agreement is, that stuff is up. But if we don't know who we are, they get to keep doing what they're doing, including kill our babies and poison our daughters. They got all this different stuff that they're doing out here. And we can't do anything about it because we still saying we black. We African-American, and we don't even know every time we filling out a form saying that. We're saying that we don't belong anywhere.
Well, I say this, everybody shouldn't just put other because you don't know what the fuck you are.
Yeah, they don't know what the fuck they are. Shit. I need enough of y'all motherfuckers to know who y'all are. At least learn who you are. What are you living for if you ain't trying to figure out who you are? You got to know where you came from in order to know where you're going. Keep walking around aimlessly in these industries. Giving your soul, giving your energy for these dollars. Wondering why you got to work 40 and 50,000 years before you draw Social Security, and then they only going to give you a part of that. Not knowing that you're the original owners of everything.
They just make us as, like they said we were before, slaves.
Yep, that's all it is. If you use all caps, you are a slave. If you sign your name the way you sign your name on any document with your name at the top in all capital letters, which is the dead corporate you, you are a slave. Because that's the natural person signing under the corporation name that look the same and sound the same as the natural. You're a slave. But you don't know that. So you're a mentally dead slave.
Yeah, because you keep listening to what the government is saying. You keep thinking the government going to save you. The government don't give a fuck about you or nobody else.
Man, it's all business. Business.
And that's all it is business.
Right.
And you ain't making this country money, you don't need to be a part of it.
That's the way they look at it. we shouldn't have to deal with it, but everybody keeps saying, what can we do? Let's go do this. Let's protest. Let's boycott. Let's march. You can do all of that, but without a plan in line afterwards, after you come home, then what you going to do? You don't know. You need to learn the laws of the land. Learn what you need to do so you can slowly pull up out and get your power back.
No, people is not going to do that. And we need to, as a people. We do. We need to learn everything about who we are.
Right. And you wonder why they saluting us. You know what I'm saying? Why they really do love the black woman, all the white, you know, all the white men especially. They want to be us. But at the same time, they talk about us like we ain't shit. But yet still, they stealing all our stuff. Trying to put their pictures on it like it was them.
Yeah, like the NAACP bitch.
Right. Come on, man. Yeah, somebody knew that shit was white. Somebody hugged her and got that makeup on their shirt. They tripping.
Nah, she tanned herself to death. She sat outside and got all kind of skin cancer.
Then they should have seen her ass on the beach and shit, talking about, yo, your back don't match your front. I don't get that. I just don't get it. Amazing, boy, the things that they do on this planet right now.
And they act like, you know, I don't know, shit. I don't even know how we act. Because everybody act like they just sleep. Like, oh, there's a riot and such and such.
A riot.
You know, just maybe you're like, it's rioting in Connecticut. It's rioting in Ohio. You know, all that shit because if a cop didn't shot somebody in their ass.
Oh, Lord.
You know, that bullshit. That's what I'm talking about. Y'all want to be amped up. You know, but when it comes time to, you know, to show forth for what you want, you know, your ass is silent. I ain't buying somebody else.
Yeah, I don't know. I think there's a lot of things going on at one time. And a lot of people probably figure it's just easier to just tuck their head and keep walking. Keep clocking in every day. Keep living as usual.
But, you know, it's the innocence that's getting fucked up. It's not just the people that's doing shit. It's the innocent one. Look at that lady in New York. They threw an old lady down.
Right.
It was beating her ass like she was some kind of young person.
Right. Yeah, they don't care. And then the thing about it is that in that video, the guy kept saying, can you get her up off the ground? Can you get her up off the ground? She's an old lady. And they were still standing there like, no care. They didn't care about that.
They didn't care who mama she was
and how old she was.
I told you, like I said the other day, about that respect thing. They don't give a fuck. They don't give a fuck no more.
Yeah, it's like they have finally been given the clearance, and it's not everybody, but the ones who are doing it have been finally given the clearance that they need to do it without any repercussions. All they need to do is have the right job, and they can beat up on people all day. Black and white, they're attacking everybody now. It's a police state thing. Either it's them or you.
Right, it's above the law bullshit. That above the law shit. They They act like they above the law. They are the law, but they above that law.
Mm.
Like, you know, because they are the police, nobody can't do shit to them.
Right. What about... Oh, go ahead. You
going to
say something?
I was going to say, and then if you do something about it, you know, your ass will get killed.
That's the way everybody looks at it. So that keeps everybody in a position where we don't do anything because we're afraid that something's going to happen to us. It's going to take for something to go over the top for people to not care anymore, and then what's going to happen is still going to happen.
Yeah. What were you going to say before I said that?
I was looking at on the screen about this flesh eating bacteria that's in the water in Florida.
Oh my God.
On the beaches, they say they put out an announcement that if you're visiting, you really shouldn't get in the water, which is strange. And if you are from there, then it's okay. But there, it has injured 7 people already and killed 2.
Damn, they having shark issues and hell eating bacteria shit.
Hell yeah,
hell,
they
the
say
sharks gonna get your ass. The bacteria gonna eat your ass up.
Right, and then the sharks are now riding the waves into the shallow water. They not swimming in no more. They ride. They have learned to ride the waves. And
hey.
Then you can't even get in the water to your knees because of that shark situation.
So,
but now if you get in the water, your flesh going to be coming off, and then y'all going to eat your ass. They turning everybody into hors d'oeuvres. Everybody come for a swim. Then your fucking shit go to melting off, and goddamn Jaws and all his friends going to have a smorgasbord. That is crazy. They are feeding the sharks. Humans. That's crazy. They bringing them inland. They want y'all to get all out there. All the retarded idiots, go to Florida. Go swimming. Go now. Just go swim. Relax and enjoy the water. Go out to the water up to your neck and repent for your sins. Oh, my God. I got one time to see somebody eyeball peel off. I'm going to tell you something. It's going to go down. It's going to go down. I'm telling you, boy. No. I told the brother that was going there, no, thank you. I changed my mind. I don't want the ocean water. Matter of fact, if I were you, I wouldn't even go to the ocean. I was like, no, I don't want no water, no shell, no sand. I don't want none of that shit.
Mm-mm.
I done seen water before. It's the same as the
right.
water last time.
Salt water, salt water.
Right. Salt water. I can get the water out of the tap, so
right.
salt in it, and I'm good. I don't want none of that. I can see my ass right now cleaning off a candle with some salt water and my damn hand peeling off.
Right.
Hell no. That is not going to work. I said, I don't want it. I don't want nothing from the Gulf. I don't want the fish from the Gulf. I don't want nothing. Nothing. Mm-mm. Don't even bring me no crystal gemstones. They got that shit out the water. They had it. Sit there holding on to an amethyst and then my whole hand got
right.
a hole in it. No, man.
I about it, no. They going to get our ass one way or another.
They going to get their ass one way or another. I ain't fucking with them. I am not doing it. I am up on y'all and how y'all doing your stuff. And I enjoy all the little white people that have those conversations with me that I already know about. Thank you for continually confirming it in the absence of all the intelligence of all the other Nubians. Continue to speak to me, please, so that I can know what phase we in and y'all sick-ass plan. We got 60 seconds, she said, before this show ends. And I'm going to start doing the show in the morning around 10:30 or 11 o'clock because there are readings and stuff that people are asking me to do. So there will be a happy show. And then there'll be this show where I get to still satisfy that other side of self. You know, so we're going to try to do 11 and 11. Or 11:30 and 11:30.
But we need some callers to call in. Join our conversation. You know, we have some great topics. So, we open up for any other topic. We can talk about anything.
Right. That's what's up. So, everybody, you have an awarding weekend, and I'm going to do a test, right? I want to see if this show is still going to record after the show has ended. All right, peace out, y'all.
Peace.
And don't go to Florida, except all the ignorant people. Go now. Go now to Florida. Free seafood. Free seafood. Go swimming. Make it easy for me. we out this piece.
War. I'ma throw these hands. It ain't gonna be no grabbing, nigga. I stay TTG. Cause I stay true to God, my nigga. Life just ain't the same. I'm thugging with the same little nigga. Now we getting money. I just give all the change to niggas. Now we own the world. Been good. Share success, my nigga. Thugging by my cousin. You want beef? We gon' eat, my nigga.
We got bullets, we got guns, that's that war. We gon' send them for your lungs, that's that war. We got swords on our tongues, that's that war. So don't come around and slum unless you want war.
Sound like popcorn in the microwave. Them sirens ring, boom, bada bing. Them shotties going, that's night today. And I'm not afraid of no pig. I'm a bit bad wolf and I got the glaze. I turn them pigs into Krispy Kreme. Send pintos a day, kidney bean. But we do not shoot at each other. We shoot at Tommy and Billy and Judy and Edna. We on these cruise to get better. I swear I'm hot off the top like a Lucifer sweater. I'm the Medusa beheader. Promise my ego is something you do should be scattered. Life is a dirty Diana, but I ain't judging to tell you the truth. But you met her. I feel like Gucci, I let her. Lift the ice cream on my face to get cool in this weather. Why would I stare at you haters? I and you was two different letters. Why would I snooze? It's a setup. Y'all niggas sleeping and snoozing and losing your cheddar. I don't know what low is. I am the highest. I'm feeling like stewing instead of turning the other cheek. We gon' return with a bucket each. Then we gon' fill them with gasoline. Then we gon' burn up a couple streets. I said instead of turning the other cheek, we gon' return with a bucket each. Then we gon' fill them with gasoline. But we gon' burn up a couple streets.
Because that war. We got bullets, we got guns. That's that war. We gon' send them for your lungs. That's that war. We got swords on our tongues. That's that war. So don't come around and slum unless you want war. You want war, you want war, you want war.
Shit like Jeff Hardy on my niggas animals. Cause we grew up in safari. We turn parties, we turn shows. Rolling papers with my bros. When we blow, who want war? Take a tour through these slums. They left us crumbs, that's all they left. Niggas steal like Grand Theft. Niggas pets, niggas slime. I don't steal, I just rhyme. When I write these lines. This is where we dropping bombs. Atlanta stand, I wasting time.
Got that war. We got bullets, we got guns. Got that war. We gon' send them for your lungs. Got that war. We got swords on our tongues. Got that war. So don't come around and slum unless you want war.
Okay, it looks like we might still be on, right? I'm feeling a little bit goofy with this juicy. It might be working. I'm going to take a 5-second, 2-minute, 30-second break real quick. I'm going to come right back. I drank coffee and goofy juice. I got to go. Be right back.
Yo, phase one. Forever an inspiration, seeking eternity. Omari never ends. Yo, check it.
Put on some PS flyers and call it a step higher. On your mark, get ready. Grab the revolver, get set. Fire, so energy filled, sweating. Now Nas when he press fires, gnashing his teeth and thrashing his claws like a stressed tiger. Flaws in his chest, trying to get off of his chest. Tired of all of the mess that got him involved, and I press prior to all of my dudes falling. It's all of my guests. Man, they taking my family, hitting all of my best friends. What good is taking deep breaths? My oxygen's thin. Steady doing my best to look at a loss and to win. It's hard to conceive the receiving that you fought to defend. Cause I lost you once, but if I scream peace,
Officially off the air, right? I guess I can just talk, not like I hide shit. No way. You know, I had somebody in my life to tell me. Why are you laughing? Somebody told me that a God is a man. And if I'm saying I'm a God, then that means I'm a man in a body.
In a woman's body.
Yeah, I'm a man in a woman's body. What'd I say?
You a man in a body.
Yeah, that is.
You're a man in a body.
Oh, okay. Shit.
I'm a man in a body.
I left my that detail. That's why I left my that ESS when an old nigga was talking to me like that. Somebody, it's God is. I'm like, nigga, it's what I say. No, it's God is, because women are God is. Oh, wait, I done mixed two conversations. Is it goofy, Jew? See, it's too many people be talking to me about this stupid shit. My thing is, I am what I am. Leave me alone. You want a title? I'm going to give you the one that's going to piss you off. I'm a God. Now what you going to do about it? I said, nigga, you've been liking me, loving me for 5 years. So if you feel like I'm a man in a woman's body, then I'm still what you like.
So what is that saying about you?
Like, right. I mean, and what man complains about shit like that? Only women complain. Maybe we live in reverse roles and shit. I don't know what these humans think.
I think a lot of these women nowadays is living in reverse roles because they're taking on the whole household of every damn thing.
But I wear dresses and shit. I ain't wearing no Tommy Hilfiger goddamn polo outfit with no Tims, my hat to the back, dipping when I walk. What that shit they call sagging, sogging? I ain't doing none of that shit. I'm trying to figure out, though, why niggas be wearing eyeliner. That's my shit. I don't want to know. I'm like, I'm in my lane, nigga. I'm in my lane. I ain't doing nothing that look boyish to you. Other than standing up for anybody that's going to tell me anything. You can't tell me shit. You can't tell me nothing. Either you going to walk next to me or get the hell on. You can't tell me nothing about what I do. And I wear eyeliner because I'm a girl.
Right, you're supposed to.
Now, what I'm saying, we could point fingers all day, but I don't do that shit. I don't do that. I don't get into people's business.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you do. Don't fuck with me, no, boo. This ain't the move, trust me. I'm telling you, but I don't give a damn about what they say. I've been nice. People call me divine, and that's fine, because that is one of my personalities. I got about 9 of them. People most say it's 7 personalities on the planet. I got about 9 of them. You know what I'm saying? And divine is one of them. You know what I'm saying? But I got a couple more, too, and it's a couple of them you don't really want to see. So I've been nice too long, man. I ain't with this shit. They got them goofy Jew got my mouth on confused. I can't even formulate my word right. I need Braille in this mug. I do my best to be me, man. I try. I normally will tone down myself because it makes other people feel more comfortable. I am not stepping down on for nobody.
And you shouldn't have to. If anybody that's not comfortable